We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. A friend of mine just asked, why are people buying up all the toilet paper because of coronavirus? It makes no sense. My answer came in the form of a question. Well, why are people selling in the stock market right now? I believe the two are somewhat similar. In the case of toilet paper, some advice went out that folks should stock up a bit on essentials, including toilet paper, in case they have to stay home sick for a couple of weeks. So some people took the advice and bought a little extra toilet paper. But then word got out that stores were running low on toilet paper, and wham, everyone went to buy lots of toilet paper, and then the shelves went really bare and the snowball tumbled out of control. I would offer that folks who bought 3 years' worth of toilet paper overreacted, and in the process, they adversely impacted our overall preparedness as a community. At the same time, other people are adamant that we should not change anything about what we're doing because of the coronavirus. And this gets me to the point of this community comment. Whether it is the coronavirus, earthquakes and tsunamis, or any other hazard we face as a community, we have three choices. We can do nothing, we can do too much, or we can do just the right amount. And sure, this is super subjective, but just to demonstrate my commitment to objectivity, let me say that I believe there are hazards for which doing nothing is doing just the right amount. Asteroids are a great example. There's nothing we can do to stop an asteroid from hitting Earth or to reduce its consequences. So it's pointless to worry about this hazard, and it makes much more sense to do nothing than to live our lives in fear from asteroids. Here's an example where doing nothing is not smart. Preparing for earthquakes. Let's say you have your favorite bowling ball on a shelf above your dining room table and there's an earthquake. It will fall on your head. A bare minimum of doing the right amount for earthquakes is to move heavy objects from high shelves. Let's talk about coronavirus. There's a huge and important difference between this threat and things like earthquakes, tsunamis, and storms. Doing the right amount cannot actually stop any of these from happening or even reduce their severity. But when you follow all the advice from public health officials regarding how to reduce the spread of coronavirus, you're actually impacting how severely it will impact your community, and you are reducing your chances of personally being impacted by it. That is incredible to me, because none of the hazards that we deal with at the National Weather Service are like that. You simply do not have any influence on whether we get a big storm or not. But you do have the power to stop the coronavirus from impacting you and your family. So please keep this in mind when you hear advice to ignore the coronavirus. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.